It's Dave, it's Duncan.
Yeah.
Well, Epidemic for another album review. And for this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new album from Belgian death metal icons, Aborted. The band's new album, Vault of Horrors, will be released on March 15th via Nuclear Blast Records. So, Aborted return with album number 12. That's right, 12. And for their 12th studio album, the band have teamed up with Nuclear Blast Records. With each
Nuclear Blast, honestly, at the moment, are just like they're like a pick and mix stand, just going, oh, I'll just have a wee bit of that. I'll just like, oh, I love them. We'll have a few of them.
Yeah.
At the moment, like they're just cherry picking the creme a la creme of what genres have.
With each of the 10 new tracks, Aborted dives deep into the vaults of VHS cassettes and stories that have been haunting us all for decades. Each song pays tribute to a horror cult classic and ranges from obligatory cuts such as Texas Chainsaw Massacre, to be found on Death Cult, or Halloween on The Shape of Hate, to the more recent The Mist, to be discovered on Malevolent Haze. True to themselves, it wouldn't be an Aborted reference without an odious homage to none other than shit demon, the Golgothan, sadly defeated by Silent Bob through the use of deodorant.
Yes.
There are plenty of familiar faces, and those who collect them, stories and Easter eggs to be found on these 10 ferocious, gut-wrenching death metal slashers. Sven says it's partially personal preference, but also stories that were interesting to write about. Sven remembers writing process of how they chose their victims from the endless arsenal of great horror films. Return of the Living Dead was picked not because it's an interesting story, but because it's a movie that hasn't really gotten any coverage from any metal band yet, and is a great fun film.
The Mist also has a bitchin' metal soundtrack. Well, it does. Punk soundtrack.
The Mist is another great one and carries a lot of sustenance, as does Prince of Darkness. The dark world of John Carpenter is always mesmerising. If you're going head-to-head with the most vile and infamous monsters in pop culture, you might as well get some help from the best out there, right? Therefore, Aborted have invited the creme de la creme. Sadly, they ran out of ice cream of the music scene to the party. And
this PR person is just like, have fun with it. Yeah. Like, Aborted would like these jokes.
On each track on the album, you will find a different guest vocalist, ranging from Alex from Despised Icon to Johnny from Carcosa and Angel Maker, or Ben of Shadow of Intent to Francesco of Flesh God Apocalypse, and many more. As usual, the guest vocalists were all chosen out of friends, people we've known for years or got to know in the last years, toured with or have a connection with. Hal from Engulf was also picked since I did a guest spot on their record and I loved his vocals. The guys from Ingested, Carcosa of Sulphur, were people that we toured with last year. We also go way back with Archspire, Despised Icon, Flesh God Apocalypse, and Cryptopsy. Being able to collaborate with all these great artists is such a privilege and made the process all the more exhilarating, since each of them bring their own flavour to the mix. The enthusiasm of everyone involved definitely shines through to the final product and adds yet another layer of depth to the listening experience of the album. For the first time since 2016's Retrogore, the band opted for a full production with audio extraordinaire and heavyweight producer Dave Otero, who has worked with Cattle Decap, Archspire, Chemist, to name a few. The process was different as we spent 6 weeks tracking with him. We did the pre-production with him and he was very involved with each step. In the past, we've had people that were less involved or only tracked drums and vocals while the guitars did their thing. Now everyone went through Dave's little torture chamber and it was a great experience. He has a vision and is simply fantastic to work with. I don't think I've ever spent as much time on vocals as on this record. Dave is a fan of the music, he knew the band well and really wants to bring out what makes Aborted Aborted. He gets super excited working on the music, which creates this infectious energy that makes for a really motivating atmosphere. Honestly, it was the best studio experience I've ever had and the results speak for itself.
Awesome.
So, Duncan, Aborted. A wee horror-themed album.
Yeah. Aborted. Is it safe to say you own more Aborted t-shirts than you do of any other? Like, so, like, in terms of band t-shirts you have,
yeah,
by number of t-shirts per band, Aborted might be the peak.
I think I had three at one point, aborted t-shirts that I was wearing.
You're at the stage now that
rotation.
You're having to throw stuff out.
Yes,
you're buying.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I've bought so many new t-shirts that I have to replace. So this is pretty cool. I thought, you know, horrorly, this might be up Duncan's creepy wee alley. But also comes with a different guest vocalist on each track as well, so that could be interesting. I've been a fan of Aborted since the early days.
Bought three t-shirts.
I've always loved Aborted. Like, they are one of the tightest, most kind of brutal death metal bands I've seen. Like, seen live, especially. Like, they are a phenomenal live band. And I've a lot of love for Aborted. I'm not saying that every single album of theirs has been a home run, but I think that in terms of the kind of death metal, I think the albums that I do like of theirs are kind of like top tier kind of death metal releases. I think that the Archaic Abattoir is like a flawless kind of death metal album for me. It's an incredible album. I love that one. Vault of Horrors, as to be expected, there's a lot here to be impressed by. Once again, the band sound unbelievably tight.
12 albums, like, how, like, it's just the, like, the velocity of what they do. 12 albums, and it's just,
yeah, and every, like, for the last little while, like, every album seems to be, like, it's delivered with this, like, mechanical precision. It's a very, very kind of hyper-technical sound, and, you know, that's something they've grown more into over the years, and the last kind of, the last batch of Aborted albums are, you know, like, super, like, they're so clean, you could eat your dinner off them, like, just, but, you know, that doesn't mean that this isn't brutally punishing, which it very much is on Vault of Horrors. This album, it packs an almighty punch in the production department. I think Dave Otero is, you know, it's really, he's really given this album that kind of feeling of magnitude. Like,
might be one of the best death metal producers walking the planet now, pound for pound. Like, just his pedigree, even in the last 5 years, is kind of daunting.
Yeah. I think it's a very slick sounding production. I think it's one of the slickest sounds they've had to date. I'm going to say it's not my favourite Aborted production, though.
Oh, Dave.
I think as powerful as this is,
they'll go back to tracking separately and no speaking to each other. Don't do this, Dave.
I don't know. I think I prefer Aborted when they have a little bit more
grit.
Yeah, a little bit more grit and character. Which, you know, it's not always, like, particularly, it's not a perfect sound, you know, that they have on those albums, but I feel like it's got a bit more charm to it sometimes. This is incredibly well polished. I wouldn't say it's cookie cutter by any means, but I feel like it's quite a kind of standard, kind of modern death metal sound that they've went for in this one. It's a personal preference. I think if you like that kind of super clinical sound, then you'll probably have no issues with this one, to be honest. Musically, it's wild. They have packed everything into this album. It has the kind of typical Aborted kind of gore-themed attack to it. It's, you know, utterly savage. The riffs are razor sharp, and it constantly kind of twists and turns throughout. These tracks will go from full-on blast fests to big discordant, you know, breakdowns as well, and it's all kind of like coated in that, like, ominous kind of feeling, that kind of darkness that it has to it. Aborted always have done that so well. I think actually they've probably ramped that up a bit more on this one, compared to, like, the likes of Mania Cult. I think on the previous album, like, they would push it a bit more on certain tracks, whereas Vault of Horrors, it feels like it's just kind of always there, like, just this, it's kind of through like a combination of the guitar chords. They're always quite menacing on this. There's a bit of kind of dark kind of synth work on it, and obviously you've got Sven, who does that really kind of demonic tone so well. I think in terms of the tone of the album, and syncing that up with this theme of, like, horror movies and villains, I think it's paired very well. I think the sound does kind of match the theme. Technically, like, you can't really criticize this from a technical standpoint. Like, this is so well performed. They sound like they're playing out of their skin on this. Yeah.
Like if anyone disputes the prowess, musical chops, of like people that play extreme music, if you spin Brotherhood of Sleep, like you're just like it's not even 4 minutes long, and by the end of it, I think I've heard every guitar technique known to man played just in that one song, and the pedal work is. Yeah.
Ken's an absolute
fucking
beast,
like the way he manages to fill tiny spaces with multiple hits is just fucking insane, man. On it, like it's jaw-droppingly heavy.
Yep. I think I listened to this 5 times, I think, in total. The first 2-3 listens, I'm gonna be honest, when it finished, I couldn't really remember much about it. Almost like in a sensory overload type of way. There's so much packed into these tracks musically and rhythmically that it almost becomes too much to kind of take in. And for that reason, initially it didn't feel overly memorable to me. There's like next to no breathing room in these tracks. They go for, you know, hell for leather for a good 80-85% of the time. And then there's like, you know, one or two slowed down sections, slotted in, plus a solo on occasion. So it's not an album that you get a chance to kind of slowly digest. It's very much like rammed down your throat at warp speed. And that, you know, it doesn't mean that there's not like some absolute hefty bangers on this album. I'd say there was a handful of tracks that did actually leave a lasting impression the more I kind of listened to the album. I think the opener, Deadbringer, you know, has some kind of, it had a wee bit of kind of an 80s kind of tinge in the beginning with those kind of keys that it brings in. And then there's a riff in the middle that's like a pneumatic drill that's gone off, which is like ridiculous. But it's pretty cool, you know, they've added the kind of bleak kind of atmosphere in the background. It's not particularly new, you know, but it works. And then you've got Ben from Shadow of Intent, has a really cool kind of tone that counters really well with Sven's, you know, which is his is a bit lower and a bit more kind of guttural, which was pretty cool. I think Insert Politics I quite enjoyed. It's a bit of a kind of groovier riff. It's kind of pulls back a little bit on the technicality, which I think is aborted at their best when they kind of pull that back and just kind of lean into the groove. It's probably the reason I go back to the older album so much, which, you know, were a wee bit more kind of straight down the line. The Golgothan was probably one of the ones that stood out the most to me. It is quite kind of gothic with its synth work, and Hal from Engulf brings a kind of typically less death metal tone to the track, which I think breaks it up quite nicely. And the album does close pretty well with Naturum de Monto and Malevolent Haze, but it wasn't because of the kind of like the pummeling riffs or the, you know, the savage vocals. It was the kind of space and the atmosphere that they added in on those couple of final tracks. I think those elements were what actually elevated it to be a bit more kind of noteworthy, to be honest. As for like the kind of guest vocals, I don't mind guest vocals on albums, especially death metal releases where, you know, the main vocalist might have a, you know, one particular sound or style, but to be honest, Sven from Aborted doesn't have that issue. He can pretty much do all the registers he has, you know, he can hit all the most disgusting tones. And yeah, it's cool. They've got all their friends on the album to contribute. I'm not totally sure it was needed, to be honest, especially when some of the vocal tones...
12.
Yeah, I know. I just don't think it necessarily brought a huge amount to the album. I think there's a few standouts, I think, like Ben and Hal that I mentioned. And I think Matt from Cryptopsy brings a kind of element of malevolence to the table that does elevate Hellbound. But I did feel like it was more about... Sometimes it felt more about the kind of name that was attached to it rather than, you know, the additional voice, you know, lifting the actual track. Yeah, the bits of this I really enjoyed. Others were so. I wanted to love this. Like, as I said, I'm a huge Aborted fan. And although like sonically and technically it blows the doors off the hinges, it kind of does what Aborted are known for. And that's, you know, they give you that fucking absolute hoof in the boz. But I think, you know, fans may enjoy that kind of particular ride. For me, I don't know, it just didn't have the appeal of the old favourites for me. It's a very clinical album that packs a lot in, but I don't know, sometimes less is more, maybe. I think if I'm in the mood for that, like, sweet aborted savagery, I'll probably still go back to the early stuff, if I'm honest. What about you? What did you make of this one?
I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. For me, I think this falls sadly into a category of death metal which leaves me a bit cold. I'm looking through the window at all this stuff that on paper is incredible. Like the songwriting and musicality on this is next level.
Mm.
Like genuinely next level. When you listen to something like I think it's Hellbound's, like the midway mark on the album, might have some of the fastest drumming I think I've heard recorded. It's like it's Cryptopsy fast.
Mm.
You know, it's just like insanely tight and technical and full on and hellacious, and like the guitar work over the top of it is just absolutely incredible. But in the context of the album, it doesn't add a dynamic at all which shifts the album in any way.
Yeah.
It's faster than the other tracks, but dynamically it isn't heavier, it isn't lighter.
Hmm.
And that's my big issue with kind of, we mentioned it before, the modern techie death metal production. To me, is the lack of dynamics on it. Everything is super clean, super polished, and kind of almost leveled out. So everything is given the same weight, whereas a lot of the kind of newer retro-sounding death metal bands are bringing that element of where this is the heavy chunky section because it's heavy and chunky, and this bit isn't heavy and chunky, so it doesn't sound the same level.
Yeah,
I mean the production is immaculate on this one, like incredible, and it's a, for all intents and purposes, it's a good fit for them. Like if you are them, a band to have sea changed a lot of their sound over the last decade, specifically to appeal to, I'm not even going to say it's a trend, to appeal to a genre of fans that are very much invested in a very clean, very precise, very technical, very clinical sound, then if that's your thing, this album is going to tick tons of boxes for you.
Mm.
I mean, it really is one of those albums that has no shortage of moments where you're like, that fuck's sake. It's like, it's full of fuck's sake moments when listening to it. But my love of death metal is a bit scabbier. Like, I genuinely do. And I was never the biggest aborted fan, like yourself. Seeing them live is where I think I like them the best. I think live they're fucking, I've seen them in venues which are not great and they still sounded amazing.
Mm.
But this kind of level of, I'm going to sound like such a dick, this level of technicality and this level of delivery, it loses me. It loses me like a lot of the technical death metal bands lose me, where I get to a point where I'm like, that on paper, I appreciate absolutely, I hear and appreciate everything you're doing, and I know it's at the highest level, but it doesn't grab me and pull me in to re-listens the same way something that's just rough around the edges does.
Yeah.
Where I'm like that, the week before we are recording this review, which this won't be it for another week or whatever, we finally got a chance to see Sangwasugabog live, and they are everything. They sound like they sound on CD, and I love that. Aborted won't sound like this when we see them live, and that like they'll sound better actually, because a lot of that clinicism will be gone.
Yeah.
From their playing, and I might appreciate some of these tracks a bit more in this form on this album. It lost me a little bit, if I'm being honest. It's not, I'll tell you this, what this is another great example of, you don't need a fucking 50 plus minute album. This one jumps in about the 40 minute mark and it's perfect in length. I still feel myself kind of chick please, you know what I'm listening to. So
okay, so final thing, scores for Vault of Horrors. I'm going with a 3.5 on this one. Cool theme. I like the tone of it. And technically, as you say, it's impressive AF. But for me, maybe not as memorable as I've heard them in the past. So I'm going to go for 3.5 out of 5 in this one. What are you thinking?
I'm going to join you.
Okay.
3.5. Yeah, yeah. Like I say, I couldn't give it anything less, because then I'd be a dick. Music, like, it is impossible to describe how technically impressive this album is.
Mm.
But when it finishes, all I can talk about is how technically impressive the album is, without necessarily talking about how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's fair. So, Aborted Vault of Horrors, out on March 15th on Nuclear Blast Records. Links below to the band, to the pre-order. Check it out, have a listen, see what you think. Let us know your thoughts on it. That is the review. Thanks for checking it out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.